Welcome to the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, the podcast where we uncover the power of a confident and healthy smile. I am your host, Dr. Catrice Austin, bringing you the latest dental tips, cosmetic dentistry trends, and inspiring stories to help you look and feel your best. From myth-busting to life-changing smile transformations, this is your weekly dose of dental news that you can use. So, let's talk smiles and get started. In today's episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast, we are jumping into a hot topic, y'all. My patient Cardi B has the internet on fire because she says, ladies, if you're out there and you have to decide between getting the BBL versus a smile makeover, she says that the BBL is the better investment. I can't believe she said that, but she said it. And we'll learn why she said it in today's episode. As a special guest, we have my friend, comedian Pierre. He is the host of Pierre's Panic Room. We're going to get the male perspective. And then I also have my dear friend, journalist Jackie Reed. You know her from Read This, Read That podcast. And she's going to give us the female's perspective. Nonetheless, you're going to hear what I think. I think you guys know what I'm going to say. But tune in to hear the whole episode and let's get started. All right, guys, this is Dr. Catrice Austin. I had to get the opinion of my good friend, comedian Pierre. What's up? So, you know, I was telling you about how Cardi B says that if you're a woman, you should get a BBL, that's a Brazilian butt lift, mm-hmm. before you take care of your teeth. What are your thoughts on that? How important do you think a BBL is to a woman as opposed to getting your teeth fixed? Because I think, you know, I'm a dentist,
right,
I might be biased, but I think the teeth makes a better first impression than a BBL. What are your thoughts? Do you agree with Cardi?
Well, asking me that question is interesting because, one, I'm kind of old school and out the loop of the BBLs, mm-hmm. to be honest with you. You know, that's not my thing. I like a nice body, don't get me wrong.
I like big butts, but I cannot lie.
Pretty much so. I do like that.
You like butts?
But buying an ass opposed to getting your teeth together, I'm not in that generation where, here's the thing, I'm not in a generation where ass is going to sell me no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I was younger, cool. Now, if you're a younger person, I get it. If you're 22, 23, maybe that's what you're buying it. Guys are oogling over you with a nice ass,
yeah.
you know, because you got a big booty or whatever the case may be. But realize, if that's what you're selling to get somebody, that is what they're looking at only.
Right. That's my thing. I don't want you to, first of all, I don't want you to look at my butt or think of my butt as the prize.
Right.
If you're going to recognize me for something, I think the smile is a much more positive way to attract a guy.
A face.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to be talking to your face, looking at your face most of the time. Now, here's the quandary of it. If you have, let's say, if you have no ass at all,
mm-hmm.
and how bad are your teeth? If your teeth are average or jacked up, what are you saying? Because if you have an average mouth and a flat hand and you black, then I can see you get the BBL. I'm getting the ass first. And then get the teeth. Now, if your teeth are toe up from the flow up, and you got a flat hand, go get your teeth.
Teeth first.
You get what I'm saying?
So it depends on the severity of the teeth
ratio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? That shit hanging from the roots and shit.
We just created
that
here on the Let's Talk Smile. There's a butt to teeth ratio.
Right.
If your teeth are more messed up than your butt, then you go with the teeth.
There you go.
But if your butt is flat,
then totally you go flat, with
the But your teeth are they're acceptable.
Right. Then you can, But then you said, she said that you get a butt, so you get somebody to pay for your mouth.
Right.
Now understand that. You know, if dudes are paying for that ass just ain't gonna leave when they wanna leave. You ain't just breaking up.
Right.
You know, that ass got there.
How long I gotta stay around because you paid for my butt? Like, is there a time limit that I gotta stay?
Well, yeah, it is. You just ain't gonna walk
out. Now we in a contract because you paid for my butt?
Or you gotta make ass payments back to me.
You are stupid.
Ass
payments.
Yeah.
So I had a celebrity client that got his veneers done, and then his girl wanted to get her teeth done, so he brought her to me.
Nice.
And, you know, with the first visit, we get you numb, we just drill the teeth, mm-hmm. put you in temporary veneers. Okay. He put down the deposit, okay. but they broke up in the middle of her veneer treatment. So now she's stuck because he paid the deposit, but she didn't have the rest of the money to get the teeth done. So I say, ladies, pay for your own stuff. Ooh. Like, ooh. Yeah.
Well, how far did the teeth? Like, what's the thing you had to do? What's the level?
I had to order. So we okay. were at the phase where she has the temporary teeth, which look better than her original teeth. Okay. But we had to order, like, have the lab make the real teeth.
Okay.
Now I'm not having the lab make the real teeth if I don't have all of the money. Okay. So we stopped right there.
And?
5-6 years later, she's still in temporary teeth.
Hell no.
I'm talking about the whole. Yeah, because it's 20 teeth. Like she.
I heard that. She got the temp temps.
Yeah, she got the temp temps. And couldn't. So that's the thing. I'm like, if you're going to rely on the guy, you need to have that backup plan.
Sure.
Because that was $40,000 and she didn't have it.
Oh.
He put, I think he gave
How long the temps work? How long do the temps really last?
The temps are supposed to be temps, like what generally 2 weeks.
And how long you said she got them? Still? Like 5 years?
5-6 years.
Hell no. She probably don't even taste the food the same.
You know, and I feel so bad. I mean, I was like.
You feel bad? Why?
I felt bad for her. Oh, okay. I didn't feel, I didn't get my money, so you don't get the teeth. Right, that's how it works.
You give
me, I give you.
Right.
But I felt bad that, you know, she was relying on the guy, and he kind of left her out there. And when you don't have the money.
40 racks is a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I thought him being, I mean, that was her man. Like, you should at least respect me enough. Right. To finish paying, I mean, don't leave me hanging with temporary teeth in him.
Dudes leave women hanging with kids. Okay,
well, so that deep. Is a good point.
Low on the scale. Okay, kids up, must be up here. Teeth down here somewhere.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Man, so you have no mercy for her.
Well, I'm not saying that, but she should have. It should have been all paid at once. I'm gonna be honest.
But you know what?
You know what I'm saying, when it comes,
and
to
that's
teeth,
why I, you know,
40 racks,
right. I kind of started to know, like, the first payment, he gave the day that she came. And then the second payment, he was like, next week on Monday or whatever, I'm going to give you the rest. And I was like, he's like a hot rapper at the time. Sure. So I'm like, I know he's probably going to get it, you know. He should be giving me all of it, but I'm feeling like I'm going to get the rest of my money. No problem. It's such and such. No. So I started to kind of think after I didn't get that second payment.
Right.
That something was going on.
Now, let me ask, you said all the years, 6 years, also two-week teeth?
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I mean, the chips, you know, can last longer, but I don't want you guys out there thinking that you can get, because some people be like, well, just give me the temps. Well, I got to get the real ones.
Right.
Temps are temps.
Can you temp to temp again?
You can tempt to temp, but I don't want to tempt to temp.
They would love
if I tempt to temp.
Every 6 years, you tempt to temp.
Tempt to temp, but you know what? They crack. But the temps, here's the thing with the veneers, the temps, they stain. So if you drink coffee, tea, all that stuff, it's not going to hold the color, and they can crack. They're not as strong as the real ones.
I'm just saying for her, let's say they start looking bad.
Well, then I'm not changing the temps over for free either. So I got to charge you for something.
Right, if you don't
have money, keep temping the temping.
Right, but shit, temping.
Lord have mercy.
You pimping the temps.
I should pimp the temps.
Okay.
I should only do temps.
On a temporary basis. Just on a temporary basis.
Listen.
Damn.
So, in conclusion, we said, we're saying.
Ask the ratio, face the ratio, so depending on how you look.
That's such a guy answer.
But again, I also stated that I'm older, you know, I want the teeth first. But this nowadays, this whole thing is for the BBLs or the popular things.
Yeah.
So women are getting these BBLs left and right for the younger men, because I don't think no one over 40 really gives a damn.
Something for yourself. And again,
BBLs are for yourself.
That's true. Right. I mean, it is for you.
Fake teeth, fake ass, anything, it's all fake.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, when we're talking about image and making a first impression, and she says that is the better investment, that the BBL is the better investment.
But that's the better investment for a guy going to buy you the next level.
Yeah.
What happens if you don't have a guy to buy you the next level?
That's what I'm saying. So for the everyday hardworking person, I'm thinking teeth. You have a nice smile, you can be on the gram and you can get a brand deal. You could get, you're going to make a first good impression. You could go on these meetings, you can get a job. Right. You're not going to get all those added benefits.
True,
you're in the industry. Well,
the best thing to do, ladies, if you have no booty, okay, your booty got no
you
booty.
Can wear butt pads.
Get two wallets.
Okay.
And a sweater. And throw a sweater around the waist. Lord, okay.
You can get trench coats. Can't you get like
Spanx? Two of these trench coats. Okay. Put two of these on back. Bop on each cheek.
I just put some butt pads in there? Yeah, get the effect. Get the effect.
Okay. Well, don't do the butt pads.
No,
because
you feel let's talk about this.
Where am I coming? We're trying to get down busy, and then you take off shit, and then all of a sudden
it's like the weave. Like, you know, this ain't my real hair, so same point.
Right.
Okay, my butt is fake.
Right, right. Right.
Well, I have a C cup. I'm an A, right. But I'm wearing I'm wearing pads, so right. I get the effect. So why don't you guys just get the effect?
Well, here's the funny thing. My boy Rodney Winfield, a great comic, one time said he had a woman one time when she got a dress, she took the bronze pad and threw it on the chair, took the ass pad, and threw it on the eyes, threw it on, took the weave, threw it on, and she's like, "Here I am." He said, "I want the bitch in the chair." You know what I'm saying? I want.
This is what I signed up for.
I want you. I want the woman in the chair. She's like that.
Put that back on.
Yeah.
So that's a good point. I mean, so how do you feel about other enhancements like breast and hair and like
I always told you this. To me, I'm down with whatever you think is necessary. I like the surgery part like that because I'm scared of, you know, if you don't do it right.
That's the other thing with the BBL. We're talking slicing and dicing.
Oof. You know, now if you do it maybe in a qualified person here, but if you're in Mexico or doing some dumb shit, I don't want that. But here's the thing. As long as I don't notice it, it's not a standout situation when I see you, I'm cool with it.
Okay.
You can't be 100 pounds and I take you way out the hair. Like, uh-huh. What? This is too much. You know, like, what are you doing? Over stuff. You have a weave, you can't really tell.
Yeah.
The weave's all the way down to your back. Like, I'm doing them.
That's
most.
Good cosmetics.
So, yeah. So, if I can't really tell,
that's
like I said,
great plastic surgery.
Do you mention what happened to you? What you got done?
My veneers?
Yeah.
Okay, I videoed it. They seen the videos on
yours
YouTube.
Yours look natural.
Yes.
So that's okay for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But if you had the
Steve Harvey's or
the Steve Harvey's, the Jamie Foxx's.
Come on now. So as long as I can't really notice it, but it enhances you to a point where you can't notice it, but you're still good as the whole package.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Okay, that's good.
So with BBL and all that.
Because remember like back in the 90s, Robin Givens had the weave.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, oh, she's wearing a weave. Mm-hmm. Now weaves are like standard. Like you pretty much expect that your girl is getting some fake hair because they like to change it.
Sure.
We like to change our looks up.
Sure.
So you guys are kind of comfortable with that as long as the weave looks
right.
Like everything has to look good is what I get. Good and natural.
Now I'm hearing they have surgery for everything, right?
They're saying
if any part you want, they can get. There's a surgeon do that.
Yeah.
Is there? I'm saying your fan base. Mm-hmm. There ain't no doctors out there.
Yeah.
Is there anybody out there that can help me with a penis reduction?
Ooh-wee.
I'm tired of scared. I'm tired of y'all running from the ladies and shit. So is there someone, call her, let her know.
Lord have mercy.
I can knock out 2 or 3 inches.
This
just
is
to,
a
know.
Family show.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
Let's talk smiles. It's all good.
You know what happens to me.
Listen.
You know what happens to me. Okay. Yo, your fault put me on here.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Only on the Let's Talk Smiles.
If you see this, it ain't been edited. She kept it 100. If you don't see this, then it is what it is.
This is what we're talking about. But this is, you know, this is what's in the news. This is what Cardi B brought up. And this is really good information. I had my good friend Jackie Reed give the woman's perspective.
Okay.
We heard Cardi's perspective.
Okay.
You heard my perspective. I'm 100% the teeth
of
first.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
And not just because I'm a dentist. It's because I know the power of a smile and all the benefits.
Right.
Showing up at networking events, Zoom meetings, all that stuff. Smile, baby.
Yeah.
So, man, thank you so much for winning.
Welcome.
And I knew you were going to have some good commentary on this.
My bad. But call her. You can give her information if you're not a doctor out there like that.
And I'll see you. Where can we find you again? What's your
YouTube? Comic Pierre. Comic Pierre. Just go look at it on YouTube on my podcast, Pierre's Panic Room. She was on it.
I was on it. You got me in trouble on that show.
a lot of people in trouble on my
you
show.
You do. And all right, guys. We'll see you next time. Oh, my God. I can't believe Pierre. He is a hot mess. a hot mess, y'all. So fun. Thank you so much, Pierre, for joining in on the conversation. You heard the male's perspective. Now it's time to get the woman's perspective. So we're going to jump into my conversation with journalist Jackie Ree and hear what she has to say. Let's get into it. All right, guys, it's Dr. Catrice Austin, host of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. And you guys know that Cardi B, you know, my girl Cardi B,
your girl,
was talking on the internet last week about women should get the BBL first before getting their teeth. What do you think about that? Because here's what she says. She says that if you have your BBL, then the men are going to be attracted to you, and then they can pay for your smile. Because why should you have to pay $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 when you have that BBL? You're going to attract what will allow you to get an investment, a sponsor for your smile. What do you say about that?
I love Cardi B. I do love her. I love her music. I love what she does in the industry. I really like her. She's a lot of fun. But I think that that's really bad advice.
I think so too.
Because a BBL puts your health at risk. It's a dangerous procedure to have.
What if you got it from a plastic surgeon?
Even if you
board certified plastic
surgeon? Going under
surgery,
as you know, in any situation.
That is true.
You run a risk, particularly when you're cutting up your body and doing all of those kinds of things. The more invasive, the more risk, you know, surgery can be. And so you're putting your health at risk.
Yeah.
You're spending a lot of money on something just so you can attract someone else. Why not use that money to get a house, right? Or put a down payment on a house, to do something to really improve your life and not try to attract someone to your life to be a sponsor, and then hoping to attract someone who has money to pay for you to do other things that you want to do. That's to me, that is setting the relationship up for failure, and that's dating with the wrong mindset,
right,
in my opinion.
I agree. Now, first of all, as impactful as her smile makeover was for her in her career, I was so shocked that she chose the BBL over. But you have to remember that she was a former stripper. So for a stripper,
the body
is important. She was speaking from a perspective of what worked for her.
Yeah.
I don't think the advice works for you and I. And I'm with you.
Yeah.
If you are going to be attracted to me, I don't want the first thing that you're looking at to be my behind.
Yeah.
I want you to stay up here.
Yeah.
Stay up here. And I just feel like when it comes to first impressions, that smile is going to take you way further and make a better impression than the butt.
I agree.
I had one of my celebrity clients got his veneers done, and the girlfriend wanted veneers too. And so he brought her in, he gave a deposit, they broke up. They broke up, girl. So I've shaved the teeth, she's in temporary teeth. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. She couldn't afford it. So, okay, you got this guy that's sponsoring.
Wow.
But he didn't finish sponsoring. So
you need to sponsor your own life.
That's what I said.
And if you can't afford to get things, don't look for a relationship to pay for the life that you want.
Yeah.
Get that life you want on your own.
I think today's generation, they want instant results. They want it now, which is why people are willing to go overseas and get these surgeries. Price doesn't matter. They're willing to go to a veneer tech, someone that's not even licensed, because they want the look.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to teach them to be a little bit more patient. We have to save. If we wanted like our hair or anything major, we have to save up for it.
Yeah, and if you want that. And I think you have to love yourself, not to the point that you don't want to live your life chasing what everybody else has. I mean, listen, I have braces. I love having a beautiful smile, right? I get teeth whitening. I love having a beautiful smile. And I can afford to do it. Well, my parents pay for braces.
And you better wear that retainer.
I know, that's right. Girl, I lost it two times.
Right?
But you know what I mean? Once you become an adult, I think you have to be responsible for whatever improvements or changes that you want to make to yourself, and not do it for yourself. First and foremost, don't do it to catch someone else. Yes.
Okay, so what about the women who don't feel comfortable with their behind? Like, it is, you know, for some people, it's their feet, it's their behind, it's their breasts. Is it wrong for them to want the BBL?
No, I don't think it's wrong, but I think it's such a dangerous procedure to get. And I think when you have women, you know, I've covered stories of women going to people injecting cement, in their behind and it hardening. One woman I interviewed ended up losing all her legs and her arms because of a situation like that went wrong. And I think at the end of the day, she probably, you know, and I know this after interviewing her, she was grateful for the body that she had originally. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for weighing in. That was so good. And I think the message is do it for you.
Yeah.
Pay for your own smile makeover, BBL. Don't wait for sponsors. And it's all about confidence and making a first impression. So stay tuned, guys. It's the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. Bye.
Thank you so much for watching this episode of the Let's Talk Smiles podcast. I really hope that you learned something new and that you feel inspired to take your smile and your entire life to the next level. Now, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to like, comment, and subscribe so that you never miss an episode. If you have a question or you have a good topic that you want me to cover, drop it in the comments below. You know I'd love to hear from you. And don't forget, visit our website for more smile tips, dental consultations, and resources that will help you achieve the confident smile that you deserve. Remember, tune in for the dental knowledge and stay for the fun and confidence boost. See you next time. Bye-bye.